First of all, let me say that when I was a kid growing up in Bryan, I used to listen to your radio station all the time. So I've been serving as a priest in Central Texas for a long time now, and maybe 27 years. And so now I'm going to be working in West Texas in a different area, which is called the Diocese of San Angelo. And so my responsibility is going to be to oversee the Catholic Church in that whole area. It's a large area, about 37,000 square miles. It's the same area as the state of Indiana, but it's an area where you don't have a very high population. So I'll be driving long distances to visit the different Catholic churches of our diocese over there. So I'll be basically overseeing Catholic faith life in that area of West Texas, and I look forward to the challenge.
What observations do you have going into this new position?
The area where I'll be serving is sparsely populated, and these are hardworking, simple people, and they have to drive great distances to find one another and to get together. And so when they do get together, they really appreciate one another's presence. They seem so far to be a group of people that are going to be really fun to work with, because they tend to be people with small-town family values, which come naturally to me.
If you just expand on that as it applies to your life growing up in Bryan College Station and your experiences thus far in the ministry, how all that will apply and help you lead the San Angelo Diocese.
I grew up in Bryan College Station, which, as you know, is a town where, after living in the same place for a number of years, you get to know people. And wherever you go on Bryan College Station, you typically see somebody that you know. And then over the past several years, I've been working in downtown Austin, which is a large metropolitan area. And you can go places frequently and never see anyone that you know. But what I look forward to is working in West Texas, where towns are much smaller and the community is more close-knit. And it's just a feel that's much more like Bryan College Station, which comes more naturally to me. So I look forward to it.
What do you see going in as some of the things that you want to do to strengthen the faith of those that you'll be in contact with, as well as grow the numbers?
Well, first of all, I think it's a matter of encouraging people to be strong in their faith and to keep learning and growing in their faith. Another thing that's really important working in that part of the state is to keep up good relationships between Catholics and other churches, because Catholics are probably about 10% of the population in West Texas. And so it's really important that we have good relationships among the different churches, relationships of cooperation and mutual understanding. So I'll try to build on those relationships, which are already very strong, because my predecessor, Michael Pfeiffer, has held that as a really high priority, and I intend on doing the same thing.
Was this something that you were expecting in this phase of your life?
No, not at all. I was preparing for spending the rest of my life working in Central Texas in what we call the Diocese of Austin, and I never had any idea that I would be moving to West Texas or to become a bishop. But I'm going to say yes to it and embrace it, and ask for God's help in doing it.
And getting the call from Pope Francis, tell me about your reaction when you heard about this.
Well, first of all, I thought that it might have been somebody playing a joke on me, like faking the accent, like the apostolic delegate from Washington, D.C. I thought maybe they were just playing a trick on me. But after a while, it became clear that he was the real guy, and it was serious. So it was shocking and kind of scary, but I took it to prayer and eventually said yes.
What's the transition going to be like?
My duties there in San Angelo don't actually begin officially until the 27th of January. Until then, I'll be wrapping up my current role in Austin and trying to wrap up some projects and pass them on to others. And then I have to pack and move. And, you know, it's never easy to pack up and move anytime. So that's going to be a challenge. And it's also going to be hard for me personally to leave the place that has been my home for throughout my life and move on to a new place where I don't know the people. So that's hard, you know, when you move to a new place with new people, new responsibilities, it's kind of challenging. But I trust that God is everywhere, and I know that God has been good to me, and he'll continue to be there for me in the future. So it's very much an act of trust in moving forward into an unknown future, just hoping that the same God who's been with me before will be with me in the future.
The news release indicates that you were in San Angelo this morning. I know that you're just beginning the process of introducing yourself and those in the diocese there, introducing themselves as well, but it sounds like that you have a very strong start to making those new relationships.
Yeah, it's a good start, and they're really good welcoming people. They've given me a good welcome, and I'm really thankful.
Any other observations to share at this point? Obviously, this is still pretty fresh, and it's going to be evolving for a while.
One thing that I would suspect is that as I get to know the Catholic people in West Texas, and I'm traveling around to all these different towns, Midland, Odessa, Fort Stockton, Abilene, as I visit all these new places, I suspect I'll probably find quite a few Aggies there. And, you know, the Aggie network is pretty broad and pretty strong, and I really look forward to connecting to those Aggies who live in these new places.